To work out the potential, we use every weather station that there is in the Australian grain growing zone. That's about 4,000 weather stations, or on average about one weather station for every 17 kilometres. As well as that, we use the Australian soil map and data that we have about the characteristics of all of Australia's different soil types. We then assume best management practice and put all that information into a cropping simulation system. By doing that, we ended up with about 11,000 points, for each of which we had 15 years worth of information. And then we used kriging, which is a statistical method of smoothing between points, and created a whole surface of yield potential over the entire grain zone of Australia.
How was that potential yield figure, and how does it compare to, I guess, actual yields that we've seen in those grain growing regions?
So this obviously varies from year to year and from place to place, but looking at the whole 15 years over all of Australia, the average potential was 3.35 tonnes per hectare. And that compares with the actual, which we have from Australian Bureau of Statistics and ABARES information, which is 1.74 tonnes per hectare. So there's almost a doubling between the actual and the potential.
So what does that mean for farmers? What is holding them back from reaching that potential? And are they factors that can be overcome? Could they be producing twice as much wheat as they currently are?
They couldn't actually produce the potential yield every year. We've looked at some of the most productive farmers that we have in Australia. They achieve about 80%. This is consistent with international best wheat farmers in Europe. And even under irrigation in maize in the US, they achieve only about 85% of potential. So there are reasons, both economic and logistic, why you can't actually achieve the full potential every year. Our best farmers will achieve 75 to 80% of yield potential. There is still a big gap between that 80%, which is what we call the exploitable yield, and what's being achieved. So that's the exploitable yield gap. In Australia, on average, that's about 0.94 of a tonne per hectare, which is still a big difference. If you multiply that by the value of wheat, for which we estimated $250 per tonne, and then multiply that again by the area of wheat grown in Australia, which is about 27.5 million hectares, you get almost $6.5 billion annually. That is the value of what could be achieved if we can get the average farmers to the level of the best farmers.
Given that this is a global atlas of grain production, what have you been able to find out about how Australian growing areas compare to similar cropping regions in other parts of the world, and the yield that Australian farmers are getting compared to their counterparts in other parts of the world?
The global atlas also allows you to compare areas that are climatically similar. So it's possible to just say, well, here's northwestern New South Wales and agroecological zone that exists there. How does it compare with similar agroecological zones in other countries, and let's say Argentina? And we've done that and learned a lot from it, and we're now actually collaborating with scientists in Argentina to better understand the differences in productivity between similar agroecological zones between the two countries.
Do Australian farmers generally perform pretty well in terms of yield compared to other farmers in other parts in similar areas?
Australian farmers are very efficient users of resources, but this is showing us a way forward, in that there are areas of the world, and even amongst Australian farmers, where people are achieving higher. And so it's really a matter of getting the average and below average farmers to the level of the best Australian farmers. The best of Australian farmers are certainly right up there with the best in the world.